This program was originally broadcast in 1997. Today on Marianne McPartland's Piano Jazz, we're showcasing a guest who's been known as the madman of Latin jazz, Eddie Palmieri. Eddie is a virtuoso piano player, composer, and fantastic band leader, and an expert on Latin jazz. On this session from 1997, he brought with him what Marianne called one of the wildest rhythm sections ever on piano jazz.
Eddie, it's great to have you here.
Oh, it's my honor.
And Marianne, now you've got to introduce the band. We've got your whole group here. Tell me their names, will you?
Okay, well, we'll start with El Capitán del Ritmo. The captain, his name is José Clauset.
Okay.
We'll go then to our bass, Mr. Hugo Durán from Puerto Rico. On congas tumbadoras, we have the phenom, Mr. Richie Flores from Puerto Rico. And our special invited guest today is Mr. Mark Quiñones on bongos.
Gee, that's wonderful. And, well, I'm really dying to hear this. You know, this is exciting for me because I don't think of myself as somebody that's well-versed in this music. I love to listen to it. But I would really like to hear you play a tune with the whole group.
Well,
what's this one going to be?
This one's called Doña Teri. Doña Teri is a wonderful spiritual woman that lives in Puerto Rico. And I dedicate this composition to her in our CD, Vortex. It's the opening of the CD. And then we feature Mr. Richie Flores on congas. And it starts piano solo.
Okay. I'm ready for that. Well, that was pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, thank you. This is I would definitely have to put this in the category of the fusion of the 21st century.
Well, you know, there's so much going on. I mean, you play some wonderful jazz, wild chords, and then you get into that great rhythmic feeling, which, of course, me, being from England, I'm really not really good at that. I mean, playing it, I hear it. I mean, I love it. It's wonderful.
I am known, and I have made, you know, my living, you know, in this wonderful music business as a orchestra leader, a dance orchestra leader, a dance orchestra leader that loves extensions and variations and had extraordinary teachers, private teachers.
You mean when you were kids?
Yes. One of them was Miss Margaret Barnes, that she's in the Negro history books. She was a concert pianist, and she taught in Carnegie Hall, the studios in Carnegie Hall building.
Well, you must have been like a child prodigy.
Well, not really.
No?
But my brother was really the great pianist that he was. He was 9 years old, and he took me to Miss Margaret Barnes. I had already the two different teachers earlier because my mother believed in the liberal arts and music being a predominant in the liberal arts. Well, certainly we were on the piano. But I always wanted to be a drummer. So by 13 and 15, I played timbales with my uncle who had a folkloric conjunto, which means a tres, that's the guitar with double string octaves. Okay, the tres that was very famous in Cuba by Arsenio Rodriguez and certain great players that we have here. And a second guitar that sang, a player, bongo, conga, another uncle of mine. And I'm 13 years old on the timbales, and I wanted to be my brother's drummer.
So you're already absolutely steeped in this stuff. I mean, it's like you're living it
right
every day.
Well, of course. And then on Sundays or every other Sunday or once a month, my father would take us down, my uncles and my brother, back to Harlem where I was born, because I was raised in the Bronx. By the year when I was 5 years old, I was brought to the Bronx by about 1941. And going back now, you know, like around 8, 9 years old, right after the war, there was a gentleman that would record at his home, and we would record. My uncles would sing tangos and play. They all played guitar. They were natural musicians that were quite extraordinary in their own right. So sure enough, that's how it all blends in. And then eventually I go back on the piano, and I meet another great teacher called Claudio Saavedra, who shows me the complete independence of each finger. How difficult that is at the command, hitting all fingers to the keyboard of 3/8 of an inch to the keyboard, and then in the man picking them up 3 and 4, and they must pick up and trill. The right hand, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah, I used to do something like that years ago.
And that led to independence of the hands.
It's a great
more.
Exercise, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was wonderful. And then, sure enough, that helped me tremendously until I then bumped into one of the greatest teachers that I've ever could have had. His name was Bob Bianco, who passed away. But he took me into the harmonic jazz world, and he also introduced me to the Joseph Schillinger system of music.
So you're really into classical music as well as
well, I had music. I had a because of the teachers again, okay? But what happens is that the most difficult and most complicated rhythmical patterns which we comprehend that have over 40,000 years of existence and that were brought in mostly because in a 300-year span, Mariam, there was approximately almost 12 million Africans that were brought to the New World. They were never allowed their drum, fear of communication, fear of revolt, fear of everything you could think of. As they evolved into the American Negro, the Africanism in them certainly was diminished completely to the degree that was still existing in the Caribbean. And that's merely because the Spaniard that brought that African to the Caribbean, particularly Cuba, that Spaniard had been conquered by that African for 700 years when the Moors went into Spain in the year 711.
My God, I'm getting a history lesson here.
Well, it's just that I probed it deeply because I love it so. And everything is, as the first book of Schillinger, The Theory of Rhythm, everything we do is rhythm. And these complex rhythmical patterns united in a compositional form of jazz. And now you have what we call what I call the fusion of the 21st century that started in the late 40s when Mr. Mario Bauza, the musical director of the orchestra, of the Machito Orchestra, right, introduced Chano Pozo to the one and only Mr. Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. So, well, it's all wonderful to hear about, and I wish we were on TV because watching you getting into the music, and I mean, I've seen you on TV, but no wonder they, what is it they call you, the madman of Latin music. I mean, I can see why they do, because I've never seen anybody get into it the way you do.
I'll perform a competition for you called Liza, which has to do with a composition I wrote for the daughter of my attorney, Mr. David Lubel, his daughter, Lisa. But Lisa in the African mythology in certain tribes means the sun. And I was using some forearm techniques like Henry Cowell introduced, mm-hmm. and using if it was the internal combustion within the sun. And then we went into a composition called Lisa.
Are you going to play that for me?
Just for you.
Please, dying to hear it. That's very dramatic. And that's Lisa.
Yeah, she's
woman, isn't she?
She's absolutely beautiful.
I mean, you combine so many things in there, some jazz, but, you know, in a couple of places, it reminded me of Cecil Taylor. Have you?
I was warned not to listen to Cecil Taylor by the great Barry Rogers, who passed away.
Oh, really?
He was our great trombonist that worked with me. And those were the years of the late 61 to 68. And he told me that that's the only pianist, jazz pianist, that he didn't want me to hear. He had enough trouble with me as it was.
Well, it's too late. You don't have to hear him because you do your own thing.
No, what happened was, we worked at 7th Avenue South that belonged to the Brecker Brothers.
Many years ago.
And Mr. Cecil Taylor came to say hello and listen, and we talked, and I told him the story. We had a wonderful time.
No, he's a great guy. You know what would really be fun would be if we could do a tune together and you could show me something that I could do to fit in with your group.
Oh, you'll fit in perfectly. I'm telling you, we have a composition just suited for you, you won't believe it, entitled Definitely In.
Okay, great.
One, two, three.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.